Welcome to the Victor Collins Asabre podcast. We pray the Holy Spirit will speak to you and stir you up as you listen to this anointed, transformative, and down-to-earth teaching by Bishop Collins. Discover how God can change your life and ministry forever. Enjoy the message.
Father, this morning, we praise you, honor you, we adore you. Thank you for your kindness and your love towards us. We ask, O God, that you speak to our hearts, affect our lives. Let us not leave the same as we came. In Jesus' precious name, somebody said, Amen. Give Jesus a big hand clap and you may be seated. Can I say something? Two things. Number one, try and accept the message. I'll say it again. You should try and receive the message. The reason why you don't get better is because you don't receive the message. And so it makes your weekly coming here not very fruitful. I'll say it again. You see, if God is that powerful, this number of years you've been coming to church, you should have been an angel by now. God is indeed powerful, but you don't receive what he tells you. Every one of you who have been here for more than 2 years, you should be a man of God, a woman of God by now. Without joking. The Bible says that some people, let me show you that scripture. I don't speak politics, I speak Bible. It's some of you who don't receive the Bible that I tell you. Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 2. Hebrews chapter 4 and the second verse. Are you there? Underline if the Bible is yours. Scripture says, for unto us was the gospel preached. For unto us was the gospel preached, as well as unto them. So the gospel was preached to two groups. Are you with me, David? Are you there? Karen, you're smiling. It's good to see you smiling. That was a liar. For unto us was the gospel preached, as well as unto them. So the gospel is preached here in Guyana. The gospel is preached in Ghana. Are you following? But, somebody say but. The word preached did not profit them. That's what people leave. That's what people after a while they say, I ain't coming no more. That's why Sunday you are not even excited to come, because there's no profit. Because there's profit. But the message preached did not profit them because it was not mixed with faith in them that heard the gospel. They didn't believe it. They didn't receive it. They didn't accept it. I mean, when I think about some of the problems that the people in the church bring, you wonder which if they are really born again. But the reason is that
what is being said here is the same things that are being said in another place. The difference is that there's a group of people who are not receiving the word with faith and belief, so it is not profiting them. That's my advice for you. If you don't receive, and receiving is that as I'm preaching, you are taking something down that you are going to do. Not that it is going to happen automatically, but you are going to do it. You see, the second problem is that we can be a group of people who don't receive things. We just talk back. We just answer back. We don't even understand what you're saying, but you talk back. You don't take it. You don't want it. You don't want anybody to tell you something. So if you come to the church, I mean, if you look at the empty chairs behind you, if you can turn around and look at the empty chairs, you can see that you are not following, you are not believing, you are not receiving what we've been talking about. It's evident, clearly, the empty is because Sunday morning you come by yourself still after 7 years. You have not gotten it that it's not about you only. It's not about your family only. It's about other people also. You don't get that. 4 years, you don't get it. Just if you get it, 5 people came today because of you. It did not benefit. And that is why there's a certain level of prosperity somewhere that God gives that many people will not experience it. Eventually, they leave the church and because they think that the church is a waste of time. The church is no waste of my time. I've not wasted my time. I'm not wasting my time. I look like I'm wasting my time. And you rather look like you're wasting your time, not me. So, please, if that what we are doing will profit you, you have to receive it with faith. And as you go, you are going to do something. Do you get the two things? Were there two things or one thing? Two. The word was preached to me. That's why I am where I am. I believe and receive all the words that have been. That's why I am where I am. It came by believing, accepting, and walking in the word. That's why I am where I am. You are not where God wants you to be because you have not believed like I believed. You didn't say amen. That's a problem. You don't believe what you are hearing. If your boy says they like you, you believe it. That's the sad part of it. If a workplace calls you and says they have employed you, you go there and give them your energy. Not the church, not God. Nah. That is why the church also doesn't profit you. As you go there excitedly working, you get a salary and the packages that comes with it. In the same way, if you receive what is here, you also get the package. And the package here is far better than out there. Oh, yes. So I'm preaching about if you love the Lord, and I'm hoping that you will assess yourself. Do you get it? You assess yourself, and if you find out that your love is too small, it's too low, then you have to decide to upgrade your love. I woke up with somebody's name in my mind this morning. And so I was talking to somebody who knows the person. So I would like to see this person. And the person asked me, did they say anything to you? I said, no. I just woke up this morning with her. He said, let me tell you something that happened last night. So, I mean, the name just came into my mind because there's something. All right. So, if you love the Lord, I have watched many people fail in this church because they don't believe, because they don't accept, they don't take the things that God is saying. Maybe they expect God Himself to come down and speak to them. We have taken it one by one in Matthew chapter 22 and verse 37. Matthew chapter 22, verse 37. If you are a type of congregation, this whole place would have been filled. It would have been filled two times Sunday morning. If you were a type. I'll say it again. If you were a type of church member, this place would have been filled Sunday morning two times. And that is where you must want to be, because that is where your destiny is. Yeah, your destiny is in what you respond to in the kingdom of God. Like, it is not you, but it's about other people. Now that you know, then others should also come and know. But you realize that people who come here for a while, they are rather the ones who become a problem. It's a type of congregation. It's a type of soil. You plant seeds, you never get any fruits. That's why some people will take American green card and they'll go away. Somebody asked me if the Lord spoke to me before I came to Guyana. I said, no. My pastor told me to come and I came. And I believe that God was talking to me. If I've been serving God and God laughs me and God says, go somewhere and go and start a church. But what do? I go. If your husband or wife tells you, man, buy chicken when you come, will you not buy the chicken and take it home? The problem ones are the ones who start there. Why I got to buy the chicken? Why didn't you go buy the chicken yourself? What are you there upon? Minga time, man. Minga multi. That's a problem, people. That's why those people, you can't have a good relationship with them. They give you 20 reasons why it's not possible. But in a real relationship. And so, mom must bring, I'm trying to cook, I coconut, coconut oil. Me own done. Must pass the Chinese supermarket on Mandela and get me some coconut something. No problem. I'm too, man. What are you up on? Me ain't got no money, man. That's the problem. You couldn't have, I spoke to you lunchtime. You couldn't have told me about this in lunchtime. You're in the house, you're doing nothing, and I come in on you. Hang up. Problem already. Mr. Augustine. In the same way, when God says this, and God will not come and stand and sit in front of you, it's the pastor God will use to tell you. So if you love the Lord, you are doing the most important thing. He said, Master, which is the great commandment in the law? It's not thou shalt not kill. It's not thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. It's not the greatest commandment. The greatest commandment in the law is what Jesus said. Jesus said unto him, the greatest commandment is thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all your heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. That's the greatest commandment. It means that if you and I, we love the Lord, our things concerning the Lord will be more than the life we live. The personal things we have. If you put those two on a scale, your love for God and the things you do for God, as against the things you do for yourself, the one that you do for God, that scale will go down. It will be more heavier than your personal life, your issues, your school, your job, and all the things that don't even make sense that you're involved in. It will go up because the weight of it is low as against how you give yourself to the things of God. I know that I'm talking to somebody here. Number two, we said that if you love the Lord, you do what? Did you write something down? Or you want me to read it to you? Share. What's the number two? If you love the Lord, you do what? You obey Him. If you love the Lord, you will obey Him. What has God told you? What has God spoken to you about? Have you done it? Or God doesn't say anything to you at all? It means that He doesn't know you. If God has not said anything, it means that he does not know you. It's a dangerous place to be. Number three. If you love the Lord, you love the brethren. Do you love the brethren? So if you receive the word, you will love people. And do you know what you do to show that you love them? You talk to people. You say, oh, hello, good morning, with a smile. Not that you, the person is your buddy, but at least as many people as you come across, especially when you see, there are some of you, you have a very bad attitude. Even if you see a church member in town, you pass them straight. Yeah. Yeah, it has happened to me several times. And I wonder. Yeah. Yeah. The relationship is shallow. If you love the Lord, you love the brethren. What's the next one? If you love the Lord, you will love his house. How many of you come here when there's no church? You don't come at all. Yeah. The clean is even the worst. They don't want to even come and clean. So why can't I come and clean? Even me in my own house, I don't clean. I don't even clean. My mother can't tell me for clean no house. That's how some people's mind work. So somebody like that, God will never bless you. You don't deserve any blessings. Number five. If you love the Lord, you will have feelings for him. You know, Kevin, what happened last night? What happened yesterday? You and my friend Akila. It reminded me of when I used to go to church with my parents. And when we close from church, you don't know what they are doing in the church when church is closed. You want to go home. You see your father going and shake somebody. You say, oh yeah, yeah. Then you stay there. Why don't we with this man? We want to go home. Then you see, as he's coming to the car, there's somebody say, Victor. And he would tell us, hey. Oh. You want to go home. How many of you dancing stars want to go home? Your parents don't want to go home. Yeah, are you telling? Yeah, it happens to all children. You're wondering what your mother, what your father is doing in the church. And the service is over. Especially when we go to that stage, we go to church, and then we all walk in. The students were sitting on the balcony. So we go there, and then when you realize your father has seen that you've gone inside. They sing one, two songs, then you walk out. you're going to lie. The money they give you for offering, go and buy patch nuts. You and your friend outside, you chew in the nuts. When there's a song, when they sing, you know that they are closing. They will walk back in. Oh, we used to sleep. It was boring. Now, when you want to go home, this man tucking long. He sees some friend. Tucking. Let me want to meet somebody. My mother's mother was in the church, my grandmother. So after everything, praise, when they finish, then my mother and her mother, and then they continue. Then the sun is hot. You feel it thirsty. Your father won't give you nothing for buying nothing. You won't go home. They won't go home. That's why those of you who really can't stay around, you have to question your love for the house of God. Stay right here. They'll park the car on the road. I should go this side. Park the car on the road. There are some ants biting people, they're chasing them out. Next one. You have it? If you love the Lord, you will give something. John chapter 3 and verse 16. If you love the Lord, you will give something. Let me tell you, there is no love without giving something. When you don't give anything and you say you love, you are lying. When you say you love and when you are giving something, you are talking, you are complaining, you don't have love. It's very difficult to accept something when a person is murmuring about it before they give you. It doesn't have a good spirit with it. I rather go hungry than as you are giving me something, you are talking. If you love the Lord, you will give something. And God is the one who has taught us about love. That love is God and God is love. So if we're going to learn love, we have to learn it from God himself. And John chapter 3 verse 16 helps us. The Bible says that, for God so loved the world. What did he do when he loved the world? He gave. He gave. He gave. When you love somebody, you give. If you love God, you give. You can't love God and give. There's a story of a man who gave his daughter in marriage to a young man. And the young man became his son-in-law. And anytime the son will call or refer to him as father-in-law, he would say, "Don't call me father-in-law. I'm your father. Don't call me father-in-law. I'm your father. Why are you calling me father-in-law? You are my son. I'm your father." So eventually, the son-in-law got used to it and he started referring to him as father, as father, as father, as father. And lo and behold, a time came, this father died. And then when he died, the son-in-law was excited. I mean, he was sad, but, you know, was looking towards to something. Houses and riches are the inheritance of fathers. So funeral after that, wail. I mean, everybody ready. Even during the funeral, he realized that he was not a real son because the sons and the daughters, they had their own thing. So the feeling started happening that, Charlie, maybe you've been deceived, you know. You're not a real son. He said, no problem. Execution of his will. He went to court. It was a long will because the man was very rich and had a lot of things. So he was waiting. You know, sometimes your name is the last name. I remember when I was being consecrated, it started from the first names. And my first name is Victor. So I was the last but one, or second to last person to be called. My aunt and her husband and a few of those, my cousins who came, at the point they said, they have to go back in the mountains. You see, in Ghana, people are afraid of descending or going up the mountains in the night. Because a lot of people have died driving, the cars go falls off, and then you die. So, you know, these are big people. They said, the way it's getting dark and my nephew has not been called, I gotta go anyway. So when I went to see her after the consecration, she said, I'm sorry, but I had to leave. It was getting dark and you know the mountain. Because I was V. And then the last guy was William. So Victor and William. So second to last. We were about 20-something. And you know the procedure. When you consecrate, they call you. This is a radio profile. You come, you put on this. My turn. One person's about 50 minutes. So they read the will, until the will was finished. They finished reading the will. His name is not inside. Surprise! He was very, very sad. Why do you think does he have a right to be sad? He has a right to be sad.
Because the man said, you are my son. I'm your father. But he didn't give him anything. So the absence of the giving meant that the man was only using his mouth. It was just mouth. Tamika, it was just mouth. You say, I love you, but you don't give anything. I love you, but you don't give anything. When I ask you for money, you don't got. Now, sad enough, many people don't pick up these signs. When people have a problem of giving you money, they say they love you. Some of you don't care because the guy looks so good. And he has holes in his pocket. Tasha, why are you laughing? But you ignore the sign of him not giving you money. And then you just focus on his cuteness and his words.
Until things go sour.
I don't think there's a single child mother here who says something good about the child father, including Kishana.
I've never come across a child mother who's so much in love with her child father. Yeah. It's one out of 200. He's a devil, right? True or false? Right here. She's standing right there.
So you just don't get pregnant, you know. Your womb and you are not a receiver of sperms. Yeah, don't they want them stupidness? There's not a single child mother here. Where are the child mothers? There are plenty. They don't have anything nice to say about their child father.
Yeah. 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 The devil's angel.
So why does Tandy want to be a child mother? Why is it that your dream is to be a child mother?
Why don't you want to have it? Why do you want to have a baby? Not get married, but you want a baby. Because when you see Ezekiel, he's so cute.
Why do you want to be a child mother? Have you not looked around? Have you not seen what happens around? Eunice, have you not seen your mother's problems? You want to have children without a husband? Even though the husband is still not a Guyanese husband, they're still not such a solid something. How much more when there's no connection?
Girls, are you there? Eh? Can I ask Jalana? I preach her. She didn't mind me. I preach her. Shorty, I preach her. All of them, they didn't mind me.
Yeah. Because the guys are sweeter than the preaching.
Me minding them two boys, man.
Yeah.
They telling me to set up the mirror right here. I got to complain to them. I got to talk to God about them two boys, man.
If you love the Lord, you will give something.
Well, that's one of the things you can give. I'm going to give you one or two things. I'm closing. If you love the Lord, you give your money.
Spend some money. take her out. Say, baby, I love you. Say, baby, I need you. Ah, she's fresh. If you love a girl, you take her out. Yeah. You buy things for her. If you love the Lord, you give the Lord your money. Ladies, watch out. Any man who doesn't want to give you money, forget about him.
Sister, when you meet that man and he doesn't give you money, don't cook for he, okay? Tell him that your bishop taught you well. You are not falling for them things.
Yes.
No money.
You know, some women are like, you know, never get money, but will cook up and food and thing up and that and that, 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 until they add an extra to the show of no love. That's when their eyes open. And they stop cook. Stop wash.
Because you say you are Abigail, a woman of understanding. Yesterday I preached about marriage made in Guyana. Yeah. Marriage made in Guyana. Has a label on it like that. Marriage made in Guyana. I tell you. It's beautiful. Beautiful for situation. Yeah, Guyanese marriage. If you love the Lord, you give him your loyalty. You give him your loyalty. Ruth showed her love to Naomi by giving her her loyalty. If you love the Lord, you give your life. Are you giving your life? I've given my life. I went to Europe to live my own life. And he said, give me that life. I said, I give it to you. He said, okay, now that I've taken it, now live my life. Go. And I went. I left.
If you love the Lord, you'll give him your life.
How do you give your life? If you love, you give your life. Those who don't give their life, they don't love. Now, you look at me. Some of us have left our country, we have come to live here. When we say come and live in Samaria, you think you are going to prison. Because we say we love the Lord, but we can't give up the husbands, the wives. We can't give up those things for God. We want to do it with. If you love the Lord, you'll give your life. I hope you are writing something now. If you love the Lord, you give your time. I don't want to go into the scriptures around it because it will prolong the message. If you love the Lord, you will give your time. Our times are very important to us all.
Time! Hey! Charlie, church members, their time is very precious.
Next one. If you love the Lord, you will give everything. You will give everything.
No, the points are there. If you love the Lord, you'll find yourself there. If you don't have love the Lord, then you will have to work at it.
You have to work at it. Time. Money, everything, your life. You give something. Give your money, your loyalty.
me, I'm blessed too. Because I've moved to Guyana permanently. There is, someone, there is no other country that is like, I'm waiting to move there. Oh, if only I can move to Canada. Oh, I mean, I'm believing God that prophet will call me and say, call us Australia. Oh. For me, this is the highest place. Ask yourself, are you going to show the love of God?
Praise the Father, praise the Son, praise the Spirit.
Father, we bless you. We thank you for showing us what love really is when we say we love you. We'll give something. If we love you just as God loved us and gave his only begotten Son, if we love you, we will give something. I pray that this word has been mixed with faith so that it will profit us. And that henceforth we'll assess ourselves and bridge the gap and step into the place where we will be people who can say, I love the Lord and I'm not taking it back. Blessed be your name. Father, thank you so much in Jesus' name. Somebody said amen. God bless you. Put your hands together for the Lord.
For booking and more information on the ministry of Victor Collins, please call us on 592-691-5301 or email us at shepherdhousegy@gmail.com. God richly bless you.